Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Pain is so common that 1 in 3 Americans report suffering daily. Their pain varies depending on the person, the disease, mental state, and a host of factors that are wholly subjective.
None of us is spared from pain. In its basic elemental form, pain is our body's way of telling us something isn't right.
We can classify pain into two types, acute or chronic. Acute pain results mostly from damage to our tissues through injury, inflammation, or disease. It's easily localized, diagnosed, and treated.
Chronic pain lasts over an extended period of time and is much more difficult to treat. It can be worsened by a person's environment and psychology.
Pain can also be classified into nociceptive and non-nociceptive pain. Nociceptive pain occurs when certain receptors on cells are activated by temperature, vibration, stretching, and chemical signals released by damaged cells.
One type of pain in this category, somatic pain, is localized and felt when the area is touched or moved and involves musculoskeletal elements such as skin and muscles. Another is visceral pain, which is harder to localize since it involves our internal organs.
The other large category of pain, non-nociceptive, does not require the action of specific receptors and affects the nervous system directly. It can originate in the nervous pathway between the tissue and the spinal cord, such as shingles, or between the spinal cord and the brain, such as a slipped disc in the spine.
With $500 billion spent annually on pain management, researchers are always looking for new therapies to help ease our pain.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.